Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel to the rosary to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hey, everybody. I'm in the car, so you're going to hear some noise. I am heading to Mass. It's about 5:45 in the morning. I'm going to hit 6:30 Mass, abstain from receiving the Eucharist, stay after for confession. And I want to talk about regrets, because Lord knows I've had a few. And I continue to have regrets in things that I do, things that I say. And I think it's healthy. It's good to feel regret, shame. You know that pit in your stomach where you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, did I really do that? Or not even when you wake up, maybe after you've done it, almost immediately, you're like, why did I just yell at my kids or my coworker or my spouse? My friends, these people who love me, especially the ones that we're closest to, are the ones that we probably fly off the handle with. We all have regrets. And we are supposed to feel that way. And I think, quite frankly, that's a great thing. And the more people are walking down the path to become holier, to follow Jesus more, to truly seek and try to be saints, the more we realize how much we sin. Our behavior, our actions, our words, everything become almost magnified. Which I, again, think is a good thing. Now, there's a fine line between being on the road to sanctification and living a life without scrupulosity. I think there are a lot of people, and I was there for a little bit myself, who run to confession and feel so guilty about things. I remember when I first went to confession, I kept going back and confessing the same sin that I wasn't committing, but that I couldn't believe that the Lord had forgiven me for. And it was such a beautiful priest who called me out and said, wait a minute, did you actually commit this sin again? Something must have been in my voice, or Jesus was speaking truly through him, calling me out and saying, you can't keep coming and asking me for forgiveness because I've already forgiven you. And I think when we have regrets, then what we can do is truly look to the Lord for his help. He is trying to teach us something. Nobody wants to feel that pit in their stomach and that sinking feeling that you've hurt someone, let alone that you've hurt God. That's the one that I think of the most. And I get upset with myself. Ah, why did you do that? You know better. And a lot of the time we do know up in our minds, but at the moment we haven't done what we're supposed to do. And this is what Jesus is trying to teach us. When we're about to fall into that sin, we got to stop And we've got to avoid that near occasion of sin. I remember when I first started praying the act of contrition when I was going to confession, I didn't even understand what that meant. What does he mean, near occasion of sin? It means when you reflect, when you are feeling that regret, that shame for what you've done, what you've said, you should be reflecting on what is leading up to it. Why did I do that? What got into me? And then see if there's a pattern. Do you only fly off the handle when you have alcohol in you or some other drug? Do you only excessively eat or go into your eating disorder when you're bored or when someone says something to you that you feel belittles your self-esteem? Do you only yell at your spouse when he attacks you first? You know, I mean, like some of these things we can't quote unquote avoid. I mean, if your spouse is just constantly coming at you, there's only so many things you can do. And I can get into a bunch of those here, but I won't. And you know, you can only control yourself. Let's take the one where, oh, well, if I know I drink too much when I go out with my friends, maybe I should avoid that near occasion of sin and do one of two things. Number one, just don't go. But then maybe you're like, but I like my friends and I want to hang out with them. So then go for an hour or limit yourself to a number like two drinks within that hour and a half, 2 hours that you're with them. You can still be with your friends and not behave like your friends. And maybe one will look at you and say, you know what? Yeah, I've had enough too. Because you don't want to get in the car and you don't want to put somebody else's life at risk, because that is when that becomes a mortal sin. When you get in a car after drinking too much, you're taking not only your life, but some other person's life at stake, right? That you could harm other people. And that, my friends, is what I did this weekend. And that's why I'm going to confession. And that is why I'm abstaining from receiving the Lord until I do confess this sin. Now, I wasn't stumbling drunk, but I know I probably shouldn't have driven. I should have just called an Uber, but I didn't. And the guilt that I had the next day, the regret and the shame, was one where I couldn't wait to get to confession. So, regrets are good if we learn from them and if we look to God to help us the next time. Let's make sure if we do have regrets in our lives that we definitely go to confession. I don't care if it's a venial sin or, of course, if it's a mortal sin. But if it's a venial sin and you think, oh, I'm absolved of that, go anyway. If you're having consistent issues with anger and eating disorder, pornography, that's a mortal sin. But things that aren't necessarily grave matter, then make sure that you continue to go to confession, because there's some beautiful sacramental graces that come from confession that I just don't seem to feel that I receive. I'm sure I do when I attend Mass, because the first thing we do is say how sorry we are for our sins to our brothers and sisters and profess out loud, Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. And I know that we get forgiveness there, but there's something about saying it out loud to the priest, who is Jesus. And the more we say it, the more I think it really sinks in, and it makes us remember that moment. And then we keep remembering, how many times am I going to come into this confessional and say this sin? And one of them could be forgiveness. Maybe you just cannot forgive someone. And we're called to forgive. We're called to love everyone, especially our enemies and the ones who persecute us. So get in for that too. I think a lot of people forget about that whole forgiveness thing. And it is very important, because God said, If you don't forgive others, I won't forgive you. And I know myself, being a weekly confession goer, and right now, I just went Wednesday last week, and I'm going already because I know what I did, and I feel horrible for doing it, and I want to clean my conscience. I want to sit with God, and I want to learn from this. It was funny because I knew, I'm like, man, I just went out with my husband and people that he worked with. So I didn't know these people before, and it was fun to hang out. I don't go to bars anymore. It's just usually my husband and I that are hanging out at home all the time. It's just not something that I do, but I used to do it all the time. And so if I would have prayed to the Lord and would have said, Lord, please help me be the best witness to everyone. Please, Lord, help me. I didn't call on him. And I'm looking back and I'm seeing, okay, I didn't invite Jesus in to drink with me. I know that sounds weird, but that's what we have to do when we say, you know, if you've got an eating disorder, it's Jesus, I invite you in to eat this meal with me and help me appreciate the nourishment and help me not go beyond and eat unconsciously and take full advantage of this food that I have available to me. Help me remember that there are people starving and that this is unhealthy for me. And there's probably a deeper rooted issue that, Lord, you need to help me with. I'm sure there's many things. The anger, the flying off, you know, the seat. Maybe you're a swearer. Maybe you're a pot smoker. Maybe you're a, you know, addicted social media scroller. I don't know what it is. You may think, well, what's so bad about watching social media? Well, if you're ignoring your family or you're ignoring those around you, whatever your vocation is, that's a sin. First and foremost, you have to do your duties and your deeds. And that means loving that family that you're with and not ignoring them. I'm going to share one more thing. So my husband and I went out and we had lunch. We had to run a bunch of errands. We're heading off to Nebraska for a wedding this week. And we sat down and we were enjoying a meal. And this other couple came in and they sat down. I think they both just said their orders real quick because they got like chips and salsa, and they pulled out their phones and they sat across from each other at a booth, never looked at each other, only looked at their phones. And then the food came, and the only time that their hands came off their phone was to eat the chip, and they'd wipe it off, have a drink, pick up their drink, have a sip, and then they'd go back to their phone. We were there until they got their meal, and had to have been at least a half an hour, and they didn't say a word to each other. So be cognizant of the fact that you need to be not only present to the Lord and present in this moment, but present to those who are around you. There's no better gift than somebody who listens to you. You know what it's like when someone isn't listening to you. So don't be that person to somebody else. That's no fun when you're like, are you listening to me? No, because I'm scrolling through my phone. It's not easy to multitask. It's hard to pay attention to something else and listen to someone. I know, I've been there, I've done that. And I've been on the receiving end of someone not listening to me, and it's definitely no fun. Alrighty, everyone. I'm going long here, but regrets are good because we can learn, we should reflect, and we should ask God to help us so that we do not do that same thing again. Repent for our sins, repent for our actions and our words, receive that beautiful sacramental grace, and then ask Him the next time, help me, if you're heading into that near occasion of sin, to be there with you. Lord, be with me as I drink this wine. Be with me as I hang out with my family so that I don't get in an argument. Be with me. We always should be asking Jesus and inviting Him in to every little act. And those acts become such a beautiful way of showing who he is, and little acts of holiness. We could have little acts of mortification, little acts of sanctification. I'm saying this to myself as well, as I again head to Mass. And I'm so upset. I might even go to the 8 o'clock Mass so that I could receive the Lord. But I do definitely, I think, man, I'm not going to receive the Eucharist. But that's going to be a sacrifice too. Because some people may say, oh, that's not a mortal sin. Well, I think it is. I didn't kill someone, right? But I made the choice to get in a car, and I could have hurt someone. Killing might be an extreme here, myself included. Alrighty, everyone. Regrets are good, as long as we learn. I love you all. Reflect on some of the things that you've done, that you've regretted, and that you are concerned about doing again in the future. Ask the Lord to give you His mercy. He always gives us enough grace to avoid sin. The problem is, we don't ask for it, especially at the moment that we need it most, right before it's going to happen. Okay. I love you all. Go be the light. Happy Monday. Happy Tuesday to those of you on the other side of the world. Make this an awesome day. Take care.
These are unprecedented times for our world, our nation, and our faith. Cities are being burned. The debate rages over our national identity, and a global pandemic has shut down our parishes and deprived the faithful of the sacraments. Times like these can challenge our faith and our hope. Now more than ever, Catholics need to utilize technological advances to strengthen their faith. Endorsed by faithful bishops and cardinals, Breadbox Media is answering this need by providing on-demand podcasting that is faithful to the magisterial teachings of the Catholic Church. Our podcasts let you nurture your faith at any location, at your convenience, and at no cost. We are able to provide this free service because of the generosity of our donors. Would you consider giving a donation today to support this vital ministry? Not only is your donation tax deductible, but you will be helping to transform hearts, minds, and our culture for Christ. Donations can be made by going to breadboxmedia.com. Thank you, and may God bless you.